app, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Today's the deadline for government workers to accept a buyout offer or face furloughs. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
CBS News obtained an email that went out to federal workers yesterday warning the deadline to resign is approaching and there will not be an extension of the program.
CBS News has learned more than 40,000 have accepted the offer so far. Many more expected to do so today. President Trump's posted to Truth Social explaining his plan to transform Gaza, that it would include resettling Palestinians in safer and more beautiful communities elsewhere. Middle East expert Moret Mabrouk.
If you're a resistance fighter and you're fighting an occupation, you're probably not going to stop just because someone's moved you down the road.
A new type of bird flu has turned up in the milk of dairy cows in Nevada. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Detecting this second strain in cows means the virus has jumped from birds to cows for a second time.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking residents to help them keep track of black bear dens across the state. According to DNR officials, residents might start seeing signs or hearing sounds like squeaking or humming of new bear cubs at this time of year. If you do stumble upon the location of a bear den, you should stay at least 30 yards away while noting any tracks, scratch marks, or damaged plants. The DNR is asking residents to take a picture of the den if safe and report its location on the online survey. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced a $100 million investment in rural road infrastructure. According to a press release, the funding through the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program will support 55 projects across the state and target aging local roads that serve as transportation corridors for the state's agricultural industry. The program can offer reimbursement of up to 90% of the total cost for eligible projects, which include repairs for roads and bridges used by agricultural producers. Now that Hope Village has received the needed approvals from the Chippewa Falls City Council, the organization is seeking funding to convert the Indian Head Motel into an affordable housing complex. Officials say they need $2.6 million for the renovations, which will see the motel rooms converted into studio apartments or efficiency units. About half of the converted units will go to residents who qualify for affordable housing, and the other half for any tenant that applies. Hope Village expects to close on the property by March 31st. A Rice Lake affordable housing project is now at a standstill as the city reclaims ownership of the site. The project would have seen a former nursing home on Newton Street converted into an affordable housing complex. The city purchased the land in 2018 and contracted the nonprofit Movin' Out for the renovations. Amid supply chain issues and growing construction costs, the nonprofit did not apply for needed tax credits this year, and the city terminated the contract. Officials still believe they have options for affordable housing at the property. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks and their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks snapping a four-game losing streak by beating the Hornets in Charlotte 112-102. Damian Lillard with 29 points after Giannis had to sit out the game with a sore calf muscle. Next, the Bucks face the Hawks tomorrow night. Head coach Doc Rivers.
No one likes losing, I can tell you that. So getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back and see what we have from there.
The Bucks making moves before today's trade deadline, sending Chris Middleton and their first-round pick A.J. Johnson to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzman and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin. Then last night, they picked up a center, Jericho Sims, from the Knicks for guard DeLon Wright and Cash. NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles back on the practice field. Do the Packers have enough experienced players to make it to a Super Bowl? Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think that it can go either way, honestly. But I think that what we need is just some guys that we know that in this league are already proven and they've done it at a high level.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction. Raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
The snow is done, but it is going to be windy today, so there could be a little blowing snow at times, especially in rural areas. Our high 25, it'll be partly cloudy, wind will be west, gusting to near 40. Three above tonight, looking forward to more snow from Friday night through much of Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, they specialize in residential and commercial projects. from siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
In the 3 o'clock hour with my special guest co-host Tom Polsiewicz, we discuss how Trump's heartless ethnic purges will make you and your family less safe right here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. A little bit of an icy drive this morning.
Yeah, it wasn't ice, was it?
Yeah, it was. It was ice by me.
Oh, yeah, because so they hadn't treated the streets.
Well, it definitely they had definitely treated them the closer I got to work because right. It was only really slippery right around my house.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I didn't have any trouble at all coming in. And that's, you know, 94, there's a lot of traffic that has already, by the time I started trekking this way, covered that those roads. But anyway, man, be careful. You should definitely be careful wherever you are. It should only hang around a little while. It's going to be 37 degrees, Calvin, so it can't stay too long.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to have relatively good weather this weekend, so we should look forward to that.
All right, all right. It's Thursday, and it's 8 o'clock, so the renowned one and only, and somebody I can call a good friend, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, has joined us. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I started this fast that you are well aware of, along with about 10, 12 other people on last Saturday morning. And I got up and eager beaver, and I just wanted to get at it. And I remember getting up early and cracking open my kit. And just, you know, taking the powder, whatever that is, and taking the supplements, and I was like, okay, so let's see what happens with this. And in my mind, all I'm thinking is, I can't eat for 2 days. I can't remember the last time that I just never ate for two, Dr. Omar, whole days, 2 days.
So you're not eating regular food. You're just taking the powder and the supplements and drinking water. So
yes.
It's kind of 2 full days and we years are passing by and you just don't remember when this ever happened before, no, right?
No, and I'm thinking, am I going to be able to make 2 days? Because in my life that I can remember, I've never gone 2 full days without eating. And here I am 70 years old. That's really kind of tragic because you don't know. And until I met you, I had no concept at all of the damage that I was doing to myself in that situation. And now here we are. Tomorrow is the seventh day.
Wonderful.
And I'm still here, Dr. Omar. I didn't disappear. You know, I didn't die from starvation.
That's great. I'm very happy for that. And the health benefits will keep coming. Your blood pressure will be improved. Your lipid profile will be better because this week you have been eating healthy meals. And I think you're going to continue eating from the healthy, detox-friendly foods that you have been eating those 5 days, right?
Yeah, you know, ground turkey was not something that I would have ever chosen. You walk in the meat area. I used to be a carnivore, man. I cut back on that a lot more over the last, I don't know, 8 years or so. Not the carnivore that I used to be. But certainly when I walked into the meat area, ground turkey never made the list.
Excellent source of protein. That is great that it made the list and you're trying something new and interesting. It's not boring when you eat healthy. That's very important for us because we get used to, oh, it's not going to be delicious if I go on the healthy eating kind of, you know, diet thing. No, I want to eat delicious food. Delicious food can also be supporting your body, making you feel good, right?
Yeah, well, let me ask Calvin. Hey, Calvin, when you go in the meat department, where does ground turkey fit in on the list?
Yeah, I'll be honest. It's not usually high on the list. I'm usually a ground beef and chicken breast kind of guy.
No, man. So yeah. And the ground turkey tastes good, man. I put it in lima beans. Lima beans, me eating Calvin, I'm eating lima beans. you know, and then Dr. Omar, you know, I'm a guy who would walk down the aisle at a supermarket, and they've got what appears to be 2 miles of potato chips. And you got these choices of all these potato chips. And, oh, man, I just, you know, I didn't think I could ever wean myself off of potato chips. But I haven't had a potato chip since last Friday. And, you know, I think I can survive a little longer without that potato chip. But prior to doing this, and for people who don't know, we're doing a detox. You want to talk a little bit about what that is before we move on to the subject matter?
Yeah, we did 1 week of a detox program. And it is a very simple program that practically the first 2 days, you get like protein powder and some vitamins and supplements for the body. And you take those for the first 2 days and you're drinking water. So it helps to kind of prep your body for healthy eating habits for the following 5 days. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks are all healthy meals that you see a guide inside the box, how to eat, when to eat, and you still take those supplements that supports your liver through steps, phase one and phase two and phase three of detox. Phase three is the elimination of the food. And by day number 7, you finish this program. You got rid of toxins. You supported your liver to do the 24/7 job that the liver does every single day. You feel your brain is, the brain fog is lifting. You feel, if you're preparing for weight loss, you will lose some weight, but you're prepping your body to go into the weight loss program that you're preparing for. And you have kind of a mental plan that I want to keep eating healthy. I'm going to stay away from those potato chips that are highly processed with large amount of unhealthy fats, bad, like a lot of sodium and very little nutritious value. I can survive that. And the nice thing is also that the guide inside the box contain a lot of, I would say, recipes and grocery lists. It just opens your mind to a different level of healthy, interesting eating. So we started it last Thursday, and Earl was one of our heroes in this 1 week. And tomorrow is day number 7. And we plan to always do it at Wiltopia every year, January or February. And it's recommended to do it for adults every 6 months. Health benefits are wonderful. And it is just a different way of living and eating and kind of taking a break from all of the toxins that invade our body, from all of the environment, the foods, the cosmetics, household products, all of that.
And to be honest with you, the organic food was not that big a difference in the price. There was this misconception that organic vegetables and fruits were a lot more expensive than the others, but they're not. And so I put myself in a situation where now I've got my organic food in the refrigerator. And the other food is in the refrigerator. And, cheese. I'm a guy who loves cheese. I haven't even ventured, into where the cheese. I'm a guy who would eat a brat from time to time. Well, guess what? No desire for those things, And it really is. I'm excited about the trek and the journey, right? Because I lost 5 pounds. And I can tell you that my stool is different. And that's pretty amazing, I think, that can happen inside of, right now, 6 days.
That's great. I'm really happy that you're mentioning the results that you're starting to see even before finishing the detox program, because today we're going to talk about food, we're going to talk about supplements, and I want to start by telling about a study that just came out in February 2025 that looked at health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, and that's right, the good fats found in fish oil. They found in this research published that over 700 adults aged 70 and older, and get this, they found that a daily dose of just 1 gram of omega-3s could actually slow down the biological aging process by 3 months over the course of 3 years. So they followed those people over 3 years, and they found that they are younger, biological aging, 3 months than the other people that didn't take the omega-3, 1 gram a day, which is like one capsule of omega-3 fish oil.
855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go. In the Pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My good friend, the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, is on, as always, on Thursday morning. Before we go to our subject, Dr. Omar, another one of our colleagues who is also fasting along with us, Mary from Tulsa, is on the line. Hey, good morning, Mary. How you feeling?
Good morning, Earl. It sounds like you might be joining your wife in the world of broccoli. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife will eat broccoli for breakfast. So anyway.
So I'm not in the working world, so I was able to start on Friday, and so I'm on day 7 now, so I was a day ahead of you. I felt the same as you in not eating for 2 days because meals aren't real upper in my day. And the first meal on day 3, did it ever look good. So my question is, I did lose 3 pounds, which I probably will want to gain back because I was at my lowest where I wanted to be. And I'm just wondering, Dr. Omar, would this have been fat that I lost, lean muscle? Hopefully not. Or would that have been toxins loss?
That's an excellent question. The reason why the supplement MitoFort or MitoCore, the supplement that inside the multivitamin that you have, one of the main reasons you have it is to protect you from losing lean muscle. And also the shake that you have has proteins that are easily absorbed by the to support the muscles. So during the detox program, the first 2 days, you are fasting, but you're not fasting because you're fasting only from real meals. but you are taking the protein shake that has protein and fiber, and you're taking the multivitamin that you're taking. And then on day three, you're also taking another supplement, PhytoCore, that supports the liver function. Moving forward, you are eating healthy meals, all right, that make you feel good, but not 100% not hungry. So it fills you by like 80%. This is the calculation of each meal that you eat. So most probably what you lost is fats. And the reason is also because you detoxify your body, you're losing toxins, and decreasing the concentration of toxins in your body make it easier to lose the fats. Because as we mentioned during the webinar, that's also, by the way, available now on the website, when you have more toxins in your body, the toxins are looking for the fat cells, and it gets to be harder to lose weight. Because you lose weight, the toxins are more concentrated. That can make you very sick. So the creation of new fat cells to compensate the presence of the toxins is kind of a compensation mechanism. And that's why many people tell you, I could lose 30 pounds within 6 months. I stopped my diet. I gained the 30 pounds back over the following few months. So it is one of the crucial steps to do to make sure that you have less toxins in your body. And if you do it right with the correct program that's well calculated, like Wiltopia Detox Program, you are actually going in the right direction. And also keeping the exercising and weightlifting exercises and trainings that also help us to go to the correct goal of losing fats and keeping the muscle mass.
Well, so let me ask you one last thing, Dr. Omar, before we move on to your subject. So that protein powder, is that available? I mean, keep taking that. I mean, it just, you know, to me, it just seemed like it, you know, kind of dealt with the hunger part of things. But I'm already taking other supplements. Would that interfere with that?
An excellent question. No, we need proteins with every meal. I would say every 8 hours you need proteins. You need protein with breakfast, with lunch, and with dinner. And by that, we need maybe 80 to 100 grams of protein. Multiply the body weight by 1 to 1.2. Higher the protein content of what you eat is longevity, better health, better muscles. For a very simple reason, the body does not store amino acids. Amino acids found in the proteins, building block for the muscles, you don't store it. So that's why we say in breakfast, you eat eggs, you can eat meat in breakfast, and it will be very helpful because lunch and dinner, you're going to eat also proteins, but you already lost 8 hours. So protecting the muscle mass is excellent. One of the easy ways of getting proteins is getting it from protein shakes that are healthy without having sugar. And many of them are very tasty. And we have multiple at Wiltopia because I tell my clients, especially above 55 and 60 years old, try to use different sources of protein. So meat 2 days, fish 3 days, eat beans, have protein shakes available, so you're always getting this source of protein coming.
All right, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and we are going to talk about the omega fatty acids and the importance of it. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced $1 million in grant funding to support farmer-led groups. The funding through the Producer-Led Watershed Protection Grant Program will be split between 49 groups across the state, including some in northwest Wisconsin, like farmers of the Barron County Watersheds and Chippewa Valley Producer-Led Watershed. The funding is meant to help the awarded groups improve the state's soil health and water quality. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced he has joined a coalition of 15 attorneys general in reaffirming their commitment to protect access to gender-affirming care. In a statement, the coalition said the Trump administration's executive order is wrong on both the science and the law, and reiterated that healthcare decisions should be made by patients, families, and doctors. The coalition also highlighted a federal court decision to resume funding for institutions providing that care following a temporary freeze by another executive order. The driver of a motorcycle accused of evading capture during a high-speed chase in Barron County has entered a not guilty plea. According to court documents, 22-year-old Logan Olson of Rice Lake was charged with fleeing an officer, recklessly endangering safety, and bail jumping following the October chase. Barron County authorities say they were forced to call off their pursuit when Olson allegedly drove the motorcycle onto a pedestrian trail near the Highway O overpass of the Red Cedar River. Olson is facing up to 10 years in prison. One person was taken into custody following a collision between a vehicle and a school bus in the town of Springbrook on Wednesday morning. According to a press release from the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at around 7 a.m. on County Road E. There were 18 students on the Elk Mound School District bus, but officials say nobody was reported injured after the bus was rear-ended by an SUV. Authorities say 33-year-old Ashley Harp of Eau Claire was arrested after the crash on suspicion of operating under the influence. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The snow is done, but it is going to be windy today, so there could be a little blowing snow at times, especially in rural areas. Our high 25, it'll be partly cloudy, wind will be west, gusting to near 40. 3 above tonight, looking forward to more snow from Friday night through much of Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some of the authors of Project 2025 now in the Trump administration. What are their plans for our country? All the details with Andra Watkins coming up. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, we got some calls. Let's go to Dave from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what?
Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Omar, for covering this subject. I'm a loyal listener. I listen every week, and you frequently recommend fish oil for omega-3s, and I'm concerned. I've recently learned about the environmental impact of the fish oil supplement industry on the marine food chains. They're actually harvesting so many fish for omega-3 supplements that it is disrupting the food chains in the oceans. Now, we know that fish do not make omega-3s. They get their omega-3s from algae. And now many, many supplement manufacturers, they're easy to find, they are farming algae and extracting omega-3s directly and putting them into supplements. Is there a reason why you do not recommend algae-derived omega-3 supplements over fish-derived supplements?
Hey, Dave, always great questions. Dr. Omar?
That's a great question. I was just looking at some data about algae, and that there are several companies now, especially in Australia, trying to get directly the omega-3 from algae. And the challenge is that you need to take from what's currently available from algae, you need to take much higher number of capsules to get the omega-3 from the algae, but we use it especially with patients and customers who are vegan. But I'm also concerned with what you're mentioning, because every time I listen to professional grade supplement manufacturer talking about omega-3, they are always proud about how they can link the bottle that you have in your hand with the fishing boat that was used in order to harvest or to do the fishing from the deep waters. So yes, it is a concern. And I think in this, in 2025, 2026, there is going to be more companies and more availability of the algal products of omega-3. And it is something that we have to always consider. But thank you for this contribution. I will look more into the companies that are currently available that can get us higher concentration of omega-3 in their algal products. And I agree with you, there must be better ways of getting omega-3s to protect the fish in the ocean.
All right, let's go to Brian from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Brian. Thank you very much. You have a question or comment for Dr. Omar.
Thanks for taking my call. I do have a few serious health conditions, two of them being chronic kidney disease, and now because of the kidney disease, heart disease. And I'm on a variety of medications, one of them being prednisone. And I've been listening this morning about how you guys are on diets and everything like that. I'm on the DASH diet, a dietary approach to stop hypertension. And I'm also fasting and in the form of restricting my calorie intake to about 1,500 calories a day. But one of the things I noticed is that I'm not losing weight, even though I'm still working out in that. Is there anything else with being on that wonderful prednisone that I can do to try losing weight?
A challenge is you have to take prednisone every day, and that kind of can be problematic with weight loss. Having kidney disease, of course, puts you in a position of eating healthier food, exercise. Exercising doesn't help by nature to lose weight. It will help to build muscle, but not lose weight. But I have some recommendations for you. Maybe we can talk after the episode just to see the full list of medications that you take, and we can help work with you and your doctor to design a diet and give you some recommendations that will help you with weight loss.
Dr. Omar, what is the number that, you know, people can get in touch with you at?
People can call me at 262-429-9429 and then leave me a message. You'll be prompted to leave me a message. Or if I am working, you can just talk to me directly. Or you can send me a message through the same number, text message through the same number. Through the website, wintopiarx.com. You can also text me there.
And Calvin, if people, so even Brian just heard this, but he probably wasn't quick enough to write it down, didn't have a pencil. How can they find out?
Yeah, you can always watch a replay or rewind on the live stream at Civic Media's YouTube channel, or you can find the podcast at civicmedia.us/shows.
All right, so Dr. Omar, you talked about the omega fat and the research that has been done. So there, if you go, it's just like I talked about the potato chip aisle, there's an omega aisle, where you go and there's, you know, hundreds of omega fats, that are available on the market. How do you know what's what?
So the challenge is to get the correct form of omega-3, because we're not talking about, I mean, it's used in medications like Vascepa and Lovazo. The challenge that we're having is we have to get very high quality omega-3 with the shortest time of period from the time of fishing it from the sea or the ocean and having it in the bottle. And that time can go up to 3 years for the time that you get it. By the time that you take the omega-3, it's going to be rancid and oxidized and can cause harm and not help you. And that's why I tell people when you go for the buy one, get one for the omega-3, this doesn't work. If you see the bottle smelling like rotten fish, cause you burping, that's not the omega-3 we are talking about. That's important for your health. So going back a little bit, there is more than 40,000 scientific studies about conducted on omega-3. The health benefits are unquestionable when it comes to heart health, brain health, inflammation control, cellular integrity, protection from chronic disease. Very important also to get DHA for pregnant women. So if you know someone who is pregnant, please ask her if she takes omega-3 DHA. We're not talking about taking canned sardines because they are high in mercury, but also pregnant women need to be taking omega-3 fish oil. So how to take the right supplement of omega-3, that's when you have to go to a professional grade supplement recommended by a doctor or a pharmacist. Buy it from Wiltopia. That's going to be very helpful. Buy it from a reputable sources. Even Costco has some good omega-3, but just you have to know the brand that you get. As I tell you, Earl, every time that I go to see a presentation about omega-3 from the companies I am dealing with, the first slide is always about a fishing boat, and they say this fishing boat has a stamp on the boat that has a number, and this number is linked to a serial number that's on the bottle, so they can track the whole supply chain to make sure for several things: purity of the product, the integrity of the omega-3 you're getting, and the length of time from the time that they harvest, they fish the fish, get it out from the water, and they put it in the bottle. And these brands, you're not going to have burping, you're not going to have acid reflux, you're not going to have bad smell of the fish. Actually, one of the omega-3s at Wiltopia called WellPure Omega, if you pop the capsule, you're going to taste like lemon taste Skittles in your mouth. It's like fresh and it's zesty. So you have to get a good brand so you get the results that we're talking about. The study that I was mentioning, the very recent study, if we say If you gain 3 extra biological months every 3 years, then this means over 12 years, you gain 1 extra year of healthy living. So omega-3 is very important. And eating the fish 3 times a week, like sardines, like wild caught salmon, that is not easy for most of us. And that's why I say take 1 to 2 grams a day. All right. And it's good to take a combination of EPA and DHA, not just one of them. All right. Omega-3s have been proven and used in medications. We have Vascepa, a very important drug that's still brand name that contain EPA in it, which is a form. It's called the eicosapentaenoic acid, which is a form of the omega-3. And the challenge of omega-3, Earl, is that you cannot make it in your body. You have to get it either from fish, algae, and from the supplements. And I think 2025, 2026, we will have more products about high concentration of omega-3 from the algae. But for the time being, getting a good amount of EPA and DHA from supplements is going to be important. Some brands, compared apple to apples, they are going to be better than the others. But honestly, the range of pricing can go up from $30 or 30 plus for a month supply, about $58, $60 for 2 month supply. That's kind of the range of pricing we are talking about. And unfortunately, we cannot get the same results from the sheep omega-3 supplements. And they are kind of very helpful for cardiovascular health. To give you an example, there is a very important marker for cardiovascular health called CRP, C-reactive protein. If someone is seeing this number high on the charts, ask your doctor if you can take omega-3 fish oil because it helps to lower this number. For brain health, Earl, more than 70% of your brain is fats. Supporting it with healthy fats is going to help with memory, is going to help with focus, concentration. Studies have shown that children with ADHD that take omega-3 daily, they get to have better focus and concentration. My patients who have ADHD, I always recommend it to them, pair the medication with omega-3 fish oil, so you have more than one tool to help the disease state. So many benefits. So many benefits.
So, Dr. Omar, so when my wife calls me fathead, I can say that now. And, and so,
I'm taking my omega-3.
and 70% of the brain is fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned so much from you. Every time you're on these airways. 855-752-4842. You're officially in a pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Guys, we won't let you go. Hang on the lines. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's #1 ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
93.5 The Tap.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ann from Chippewa Falls, thank you, Ann. You say what?
Hello, Dr. Omar. I have a couple questions. Have you heard of Fatty 15?
Fatty 15. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes, it's C15. It's a fatty acid supplement, and it's supposed to replenish and strengthen your cells. It has something about the dolphins. If you haven't heard of it, I would say look it up, Fatty 15, because
I
say this is better than omega 3.
I am looking it up now while you're talking, and I see that the company claims that Fatty 15 has three times more cellular benefits than omega-3s, with some potential studies. I can look more into it. It would be very interesting if what they say is true, and just diversifying the sources of omega-3 is what I found is always the best way to go about it, because some people at the time were saying that krill oil is much better absorbed than regular omega-3, but then the studies didn't prove that they have higher benefit, but they were more expensive. But anyway, like, I am not against trying something new, looking at the studies, but always diversifying the source of high-quality omega-3. But I will look into it for sure. And if we find it good, I'm going to talk about it on the show. Thank you for talking about it.
Hey, Ann, thank you very much for the call, as always. Dave, go ahead, sir.
Dr. Omar, could you please speak to the importance of limiting the much more common omega-6 fatty acids, since they have a tendency to block the absorption of the omega-3s we're trying to get?
Yes, we, as in our bodies, in our brain and cells, we need omega-3 and omega-6, but we need it in the correct ratio. And the challenge is that eating highly processed food and fried food makes the omega-6 increase in what we eat. That increases inflammation, causes heart disease, and makes the problem worse. So you can see omega-6 in the vegetable oil and all cooking oil that we're using, and that's the challenge of it. Limiting it is always going to be for the health benefits of the heart and the brain. And that's why I'm always recommending to use avocado oil and, of course, the mighty extra virgin olive oil. And I tell my patients who do not want to take an a form of omega 3, I tell them to take extra virgin olive oil 3 tablespoons a day for cardiovascular risk and also for the triglycerides. Well, it does not compensate the importance of omega 3, but it's a way down the road. But I agree with you. There is a challenge that we have omega 6 in our food. And if you see omega 6 being marketed as a supplement, I would highly recommend that you stick just with the omega 3, because that's what's lacking in the what we eat and drink. I have a very important topic to talk about since I am a pharmacist, which is the drug interaction of omega 3 and certain medications, which is the anticoagulants like warfarin and aspirin, and other medications that increase blood thinning effects. Because if you take smaller dose of omega-3, which is 1 gram a day, all right, from high quality omega-3, that should be okay. No major concerns. Actually, there is a clinical study that was done. It's called NEJM, N-E-J-M. Look it up. 2014 study that showed that doses above 3 grams per day increased bleeding time, but did not significantly raise major bleeding events. So if you are taking a blood thinner and you want to take omega-3 fish oil, it is okay, but take a lower dose, and we can give you a very high quality omega-3 that you can take one capsule a day, and you will get excellent benefits like WellPure Omega 1300. Look it up on my website. And that should be fine even if you're taking blood thinners. I actually have my father and mother take it, and my father is taking blood thinners. So looking at the profile of the drug interactions is very important to determine the dose of omega-3. It is such a very hot topic, and it will stay as a hot topic early because it's also a medication. People are prescribed Luvasa and Vascepa all the time, and these are medications that support the omega-3 profile in the system, and that helps to decrease CRP, improve cardiovascular health, and it is it's not just a trend. So
Dr. Omar, it is so much information. It's endless, right? Because you think you're taking the right things, and there's so many variables to all of it that, it's so great to have you on the airwaves. And people, tell somebody about In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. I talk to people all the time about the impact that it's having in my life, and you can do the same for them. Dr. Omar, we got to run. See you again in a week. Well, I'll see you soon. Thank you, everybody. Up next, Reggie Jackson. He's an award-winning journalist and speaker, researcher, and writer with a deep, comprehensive knowledge of how our country's racial hierarchy developed historically.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allball.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Dan Schaefer joins us from the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media's political editor to talk about the changing times in the Republican world. Has professional wrestling taken over? We'll explain.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The deadline is today for millions of federal workers to hand in their resignations in exchange for paychecks through September.
As President Trump explained last week,
we'd love to have them leave. We're trying to remember this. We want them to go into the private sector.
CBS News has learned more than 40,000 have already resigned. Cuts at the department that monitors climate may be next. CBS's Tracy Wolf.
The White House's Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, entered the offices of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency on Tuesday, accessing IT systems to implement President Trump's order to cut federal spending.
Mr. Trump explains on Truth Social he wants to move Palestinians to safer and more beautiful communities outside Gaza so the U.S. can transform the territory into a luxury property. This man's already been displaced.
I say to Mr. Trump, we will not move to any other country. Skyscrapers are not for me.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.